Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen, and I'm here again with Kelly Sidorek. And Kelly, you've been talking to folks at conferences and that kind of thing about their own transition planning stories. So what have you been hearing?
Well, I just think it's interesting that as we were talking, you know, some of the time we're really focused on what's not happening. And that is true. And there's a lot of land and wealth and assets that need to transition in the next few years. But there's a lot of people that are making progress. And I've been fortunate enough to sit down and visit with some where they've shared fairly openly. Of course, it's never 100% smooth, but people are making progress and being creative about different ways that they're perhaps getting out of the way or handing things over to the next generation.
Yeah, and that is certainly positive because a lot of what we hear is that people aren't doing written plans or they're not even starting the process. But I guess we don't know what percentage, but whatever the case is, there are some examples out there of people who are doing it or have done it.
Yes, for sure. One of the examples that I share is with a really great stockman and businessman who had actually sold their cow herd, but they passed it along, not to their own family, but it's to a neighboring couple that they still work very closely with. And now they're creating their own enterprise and doing it with yearlings. And, you know, he's going to the markets regularly to research and see what's happening with that. They've made some modifications in their own operation where it just fits them perfectly for the amount of work they want to do, the amount of risk they want to take, but still, you know, engaging and having a sense of purpose, if you will.
Yeah, that was interesting. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't have any cattle at all, I guess, was kind of the story there. You just have to make it work for your
situation. Yes, how can you adapt it? And a few of the questions I think about is considering in your operation, like, where are you starting from? What do you have to work with, you know? So be that your physical, financial assets, your land, your equipment, your livestock, and, of course, the people. Another point that I think it's helpful to think about is everybody has their own unique comparative advantage. And what is your unique advantage? Talking about that. But also, what are the limiting factors? There's going to be some. Everybody has different ones. Then what really is important to you in your business and in your life? Again, that will be different for everybody. And what are you trying to hope to accomplish in the short term, medium, and long term?
Yeah, so it sounds like that's all. Some of that is stuff you probably want to do before you even go talk to your accountant or lawyer. Hey.
Oh yeah, and I'm often stressing that we of course need our lawyers and our accountants are an integral part of the process. But the more background planning and visioning really work we can do with our teams, and then we can be able to go to them and say, you know what, this is really how we would like things to end up. And so then they can give us some suggestions on what's the best pathway to go forward.
Mm-hmm. So, and to me, that sort of signals that the family is really in the driver's seat on this, right? They are the ones that have that vision for how they want it to go, what they want to be doing.
Yes, for sure. And also accepting, as we spoke at the beginning, it's not going to be perfect. And sometimes, honestly, people don't exactly know how they want things to be in 3 or 5 years. So we need to be patient with that and, you know, allow for some times of discovery. What are some things that they have enjoyed doing in the past but haven't done for a long time, you know? So I think there's so many. We're very lucky in agriculture. There's a lot of opportunities for other ways that we can be involved in varying degrees.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add today, Kelly?
No, you know, I think part of it also comes down to that aspect. You know, I put those questions out there, and so it's going to mean some more conversations and working on our communication, which is harder than fencing and harder than feeding cows, but something we got to do.
Maybe more fun than fencing, though.
Yes, true.
Great. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lisa.